My next guest, well, he's got a lot on his mind, more important than Tom Brady's future. The governor of the Granite State, Governor Sununu, joins us this morning. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. I know you've got a lot on your plate. Where do we start?
I like where you started. We got a beautiful day.
Yep.
We got a lot of challenges in, not at the state, but everyone has to deal with their challenges. But, you know, let's be grateful for the gifts we have. We got a beautiful a beautiful day before us. But there's a lot. So, yeah, where do we start?
Well, I suppose let's start first with the stimulus that was passed. Now, how is that going to affect us here in the Granite State? Because they're saying we could start seeing money in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. So it's a great first step, without a doubt. And I got to give my hats off to the senators and the congressional delegation. They fought hard to make sure the state and all the states, frankly, got some money. It's $2 trillion. I mean, that's just an unprecedented amount of stimulus that's going to come in a variety of different ways. So first, a lot of it goes to the states and cities and towns because they're just going to have a massive amount of costs with this COVID crisis. A lot of it goes to the unemployment insurance, which, as you know, we've vastly expanded here in the state to cover almost everybody that's affected by this because we want to make sure that they're okay.
Right.
It does things like backup cash for hospitals. Again, New Hampshire is the first state to do it, but now the Fed's coming in and supporting our effort there so hospitals don't go cash poor through this crisis. So the Feds will be there to help back up some of those costs. So there's a lot of pieces in there. And then there's all this business stimulus, and we're actually still digesting to what that really means. I got to tell you, they're doing a lot for businesses. What I want to see is something that's really streamlined that we can manage locally.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, the SBA has to put a lot of money forward. Those are good programs, but sometimes it's really challenging to get the money out to the little guy,
right?
So we want to be able to get more like a block grant and let the state manage it at the state level so we can streamline the process for everybody to be able to participate. But we're digging through that now. Hopefully the federal government will let the state and locals have some flexibility there. But there's going to be a lot of money and a lot of things to support, but it doesn't make everybody whole.
No, it doesn't.
We're in this for the long haul. We're going to have a lot of economic pains and struggles. A lot of families are going to be going without. There's just no doubt about that, and it stinks.
Yep.
And it could be not just 2 weeks, but 8 weeks, or maybe 12 weeks, or even more. You just don't know.
Yep.
So people, you know, they're going to be hurt financially, so that's why here in the state we're trying to make sure that we can walk that line, right? Making sure public safety is first, of course, but also keep business moving as best as we can just so families can keep putting food on the table.
All right, so I want to get into that. You said families first, and we're defending the state. And the hot-button subject right now is the fact that you haven't issued the stay-at-home order yet, whereas Massachusetts has and New York has. Are you any closer today to making that order, or are you still the same as you were yesterday? You said we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, no, we're not quite there yet. We're really not. I mean, look, Massachusetts and New York have vastly worse problems than we do, right? Even Vermont has about twice the rate of positive COVID cases of New Hampshire. So thank God we are not there. We could get there, and I imagine we will at some point. So we're going to take the appropriate steps as we move forward. Today we're looking at what we're going to be doing with schools in the next few weeks, not just the next week, but you know, we'll likely have to extend that a few more weeks, so we're working on that. We'll work on childcare, things like that, so we know that the workforce will be there for the long term. We're building our surge centers. We're making sure hospitals have cash so they can keep their doors open. Those are the things we're focusing on today, but just to say we're going to shut everything down, let's say I did that, right?
Right?
It's not 2 weeks and we're done. It's just not. It's more like 6, 8, 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, what I'm trying to do is think long term. What happens in week 8? And 10 and 12 when people say, I got to go back to work. You know, Governor, I know I work in only a non-essential business, but I got to put food on my family's table. So you have to stretch this stuff out and really plan for the long game as best you can, because the economic impacts, not just to the state, but for families and for individuals, are really, really huge. And by the way, the health impacts that come with high unemployment, come with food insecurity, come with stress, anxiety, mental health, heart attacks, everything gets piled on in bad economic times. That data is crystal clear and has been proven, you know, over the past 100 years. So there are other health implications that come with going too hard, too fast, and shutting your entire economy down. So we just have to be really smart. We're working with public health, taking the recommendations of the CDC, looking at this situation here in New Hampshire. And I got to tell you, as a team, I think we're making the right decisions. We're following the right path, given there's no playbook here, right?
Right.
This has never even come close to happening. So
uncharted waters.
I don't want to see. Uncharted waters, it really is. And as a team, we're not doing it in a vacuum. We're bringing in all the advice of our team across the state from public health, not just the business community, but what's happening on the ground, talking to families, talking to schools, parents, you know, getting all that input to make some of these really big decisions. But just to say, well, Governor, you just need to shut it all down. That's not practical. We're not going to have the National Guard walking the streets, putting you, you know, back in your house, you know, arresting you if you go for a walk, right? It's just, or Governor, this is another one here. Shut down the roads. Don't let people from Massachusetts come up here. We cannot do that. That is an absolute impossibility. I don't think we want to, but even those who do want to, it's not allowed. We're not going to put the guard on the border and prevent interstate commerce and interstate travel. I think it's unconstitutional.
Would you say you're not, I mean, does this mean tomorrow you could change your mind? Is this something that you're reviewing over and over again? Okay.
I'm stepping into this. As the situation goes, as we look at the data from not just around our region, but around the world and around the country, we're kind of taking the appropriate steps that we have to take to keep people safe and really respond to the data. We have a very high number of tests running in New Hampshire per person, per capita. We're actually really good at that. So our data is better than even most states, frankly. So we can compare our, if you will, our positive rate, you know, the number of people that have corona per capita. Right now, I think as of this morning, we're still the lowest in New England. So, you know, that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. In one day, just skyrocket. And you can see other economic things move the dial left or right. We can see what comes out of Washington to help us at both the state and at the state level. And if there's better support there for some of the local businesses, so we know individuals aren't going to just be on, you know, some low unemployment and have trouble putting food on the table. All of those factors really come into play as we make our decisions. But if you go too hard, too fast, just out of a kind of a political push, and that's just the reality. There's a lot of politics being played here. My job is to ignore all of that, all of it, and just look at the data to make the best decision. So, yes, we could be stepping forward as we go down the road. I imagine we will. But we're going to make it, do it the right way, New Hampshire's way, and take all these variables into account.
And what people need to know is the fact that the state is preparing. I saw the Concord Hospital just stepped up just the other day. You opened that shelter in Nashua. So we are preparing for the worst. And lots of experts are saying we haven't even reached peak. So the worst could be within the next couple of days. So we are preparing for that.
My guess, to be frank about it, I think the worst is going to come in a few weeks. I think we're going to see it really surge here in 2 to 3 weeks. So that's why we're building out what we call our surge and flex centers. So we have beds. We have about 2,000 beds in our hospitals around the state. We're going to build a much greater capacity of that as a just-in-case. And I hope we build these things. The National Guard's been helping, working with hospitals and like things like SNU, like the SNU Center in Manchester. University has offered us their location. So we've created something there. My job is to hope that we build it, turn out the lights, and never have
and
to use it.
Never
because
have
my job
doors,
is really to, because we want to, we are going to plan for the worst and hope for the best, and the reality means we'll probably hit somewhere in the middle. So the people of the state need to know we're going to be there for them. We're going to have the capacity. We're going to have the workforce. We are going to be there to take care of those needs. We don't know how bad the surge is going to get. We're going to build the capacity as strong as we can, really. And again, our modeling says that we're doing the right thing. But we just don't know how bad it will get and when. But it's probably not days out. It's very likely weeks out. And so, again, all the more reason why people have to plan here for the long haul. This could go not to May, but to June or July. You're not sure.
We better be ready. Governor, listen, thank you so much for joining us. We'll let you get back to work.
You bet, buddy. Stay positive, everybody. You know, I know it's tough times, but you got to, you know, be grateful too, right? Let's find something in our lives to be grateful for. There's individuals doing so many good things out there. And for those of us who have a little extra, who have a couple extra bucks in our pocket, who can go out to eat and support those businesses a little bit, or make a donation to a charity, please do it. Whatever you can do with your time and your money, this is an all hands on deck effort. We will get through this. We are. We're going to get through it, I think, very, very well, you know, relatively speaking, but we're going to have to go through some tough times and make some sacrifices. So I just want to thank everybody out there. Granite Staters are doing a great job making those sacrifices. We're going to get there.
Got it. Governor, thank you so very much for joining us. Stay safe, okay?
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Take care.